to be with you all. And someone told me that the last time I was here was 2 years ago, but I don't think it could be true. When was I here last time?
Last year.
I thought so. When last year? Was it with the Edger?
A week after the Durban WSB.
Oh, okay. That's so bad.
It felt like 2 years ago.
Like 12 years or more. Well, how nice to be here with you all at this very important time, coming up to Rav Naomi tomorrow. It's really wonderful. Of course, we just had a Rav Yatra on Saturday. Then you had a program yesterday, apparently. And now we're having a program today. Hope you're not getting programmed out. Wiped out. Death by Krishna conscious program. Anyway, let's try to set the scene a little bit for Ram Nami tomorrow by talking a little bit about Lord Ram. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So was it a nice Rath Yatra?
Yes.
Was it okay?
Yes.
Was excellent?
Excellent.
Wow. I missed it. Sorry about that. Maybe next time. Let's read a verse here from Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 1, Chapter 3. Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Text 22. Naradeva Twam Apana Surakarya Chikirshaya Samudra Nigrahadini Chakre Viryan Yata Param. In the 18th incarnation, the Lord appeared as King Ram. In order to perform some pleasing work for the demigods, he exhibited superhuman powers by controlling the Indian Ocean and then killing the atheist king, Ravana, who was on the other side of the ocean. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The personality of Godhead Sri Ram assumed the form of a human being and appeared on the earth for the purpose of doing some pleasing work for the demigods or the administrative personalities to maintain the order of the universe. Sometimes great demons and atheists like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu and many others become very famous due to advancing material civilization by the help of material science and other activities with a spirit of challenging the established order of the Lord. For example, the attempt to fly to other planets by material means is a challenge to the established order. The conditions of each and every planet are different, and different classes of human beings are accommodated there for particular purposes mentioned in the codes of the Lord. But puffed up by tiny success in material advancement, sometimes the godless materialists challenge the existence of God. Ravana was one of them, and he wanted to deport ordinary men to the planet of Indra, heaven, by material means, without consideration of the necessary qualifications. He wanted a staircase to be built up, directly reaching the heavenly planet, so that people might not be required to undergo the routine of pious work necessary to enter that planet. He also wanted to perform other acts against the established rule of the Lord. He even challenged the authority of Sri Ram, the personality of Godhead, and kidnapped his wife, Sita. Of course, Lord Ram came to chastise this atheist, answering the prayer and desire of the demigods. He therefore took up the challenge of Ravana. And the complete activity is the subject matter of the Ramayana. Because Lord Ramachandra was the personality of Godhead, he exhibited superhuman activities which no human being, including the materially advanced Ravana, could perform. Lord Ramachandra prepared a royal road on the Indian Ocean with stones that floated on the water. The modern scientists have done research in the area of weightlessness, but it is not possible to bring in weightlessness anywhere and everywhere. But because weightlessness is the creation of the Lord, by which he can make the gigantic planets fly and float in the air, he made the stones even within this earth to be weightless, and prepared a stone bridge on the sea without any supporting pillar. That is the display of the power of God. Let me read the verse again. Naradeva Twam Apana Surakarya Chikeshaya Samudra Nigrahadini Chakra Viryan Yataparam. In the 18th incarnation, the Lord appeared as King Ram. In order to perform some pleasing work for the demigods, he exhibited superhuman powers by controlling the Indian Ocean and then killing the atheist king, Ravana, who was on the other side of the sea. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nera Vishnesha Shunyavani Vastutyadish Tarni Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Lord Ram, of course, very popular, very special personality. It is said that Krishna is called Lila Purushottama. Purushottama means the Supreme Person. So Krishna is Lila Purushottama, the Supreme Person who particularly displays very, very special, outstanding Lilas, pastimes. Very exceptionally beautiful pastimes, like the Rasa dance and many, many pastimes. Krishna is just constantly performing pastimes, and so many of them are just so beautiful. They just really captivate people. They captivate the devotees. So amazing. Then Lord Chaitanya, who's also Krishna, actually he's Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya is none other than Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya, he is called Prema Purushottama. Krishna is Lila Purushottama, the Supreme Person who particularly performs those outstanding, beautiful Lilas and pastimes. But Lord Chaitanya is Prema Purushottama, the Supreme Person who shows unlimited love, amazing love for Krishna. For Krishna and for the devotees. Yes. So this is the particular characteristic of Lord Chaitanya, that he displays amazing love. Krishna also displays love, but not as vividly and dramatically as Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya would, of course, so many things he would do and display his love, but particularly in the Ratha Yatra. Lord Chaitanya would dance in the Ratha Yatra in the mood of Radharani being, well, first of all, wanting to be reunited with Krishna, who she was separated from before, a long time before, when Krishna left Vrindavan. So first of all, in that mood of separation, and just, you can read about it in chapter, I think it's chapter 13, if I remember correctly, or maybe 12 or 13, of the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. How Lord Chaitanya danced and showed love for Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna. Just the most incredible symptoms of love. He would cry tears of ecstasy in love. But those tears would not, like, you know, if we cry. Do you cry sometimes? You cry sometimes. I think so. But, you know, that means the tears sort of run down. I saw Prabhupada once. The last time he came to Bhaktivedanta Mela, his last trip out of India, 1977, Janmashtami time, that sort of August, September time. Even though he was invalid in the extreme, but he came from India, from Vrindavan, to visit us in London. In those days, if you wanted to telephone India, you didn't just pick up your cell phone and just go, you know, beep, 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 and then you're through to India. You had to book the call for the next day. Really. And sometimes they wouldn't get through anyway. So, but there we were in Bhaktivedanta Manor. Suddenly we received a phone call from India just like that. It's almost like supernatural, superhuman. Someone just got a call through from India. From India. We just got this call. Prabhupada's coming! Bang! That was it. And so we had to phone back. So we got this one devotee, his name was Bhakti Christos. We used to call him Crispy Toast. So Bhakti Crispy Toast, he phoned the operator and he said, someone's dying. I need to speak to relatives in India now. And we got through now. But we couldn't get the details of the flight. So we got through like 10 or 12 times in a matter of 20 minutes to India and got all the details of Prabhupada's arrival. Anyway, Prabhupada came and he couldn't really do much at all. But he would sit there and we'd have Guru Puja and the tears would just run down his cheeks and down to his jaw and just drip. His tears would just drip off his jaw. Just drip, drip, drip. Wow, that was amazing. But Lord Chaitanya was even more. The tears were coming out from his eyes like water from a syringe or even a hose, really. A hose. And the devotees were surrounding him as he danced in the kirtan. And he would spin. Sometimes our devotees spin in the kirtan. He would spin so fast, you couldn't see who is this, what is this. So fast. And the tears were just squirting out. And everyone surrounding him became saturated. Completely, their clothes were just dripping wet. Liters and liters and liters of water was coming out. His expression of love, tears of ecstasy. So Lord Chaitanya's Prema Purushottama, the Supreme Person, who is particularly showing love for Krishna and for the devotees and for the conditioned souls. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avata. Narottam Das Thakura sings about Lord Chaitanya. You are Patita Pavana. You are the deliverer of the fallen. And this is why you've come. Tava avatar. This is the reason you have descended. So anyway, this is Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Ram, he is called Maryada Purushottama. Maryada. Maryada means the rules and regulations. He was very strict. Very, very strict. And he did everything right. And he would never do anything questionable. You know, Krishna, of course, it's all completely transcendental. But sometimes Krishna did some little, at least from the material point of view, ordinary people would think some things questionable. Well, we mentioned he danced with the gopis. Of course, they're all his eternal consorts. He is related with each and every one of them eternally in that type of relationship. But people on the material level, they don't see it like that. So they think that by doing that, Krishna was doing something wrong against the maryada, because maryada means basically the rules and regulations. Krishna married 16,108 wives. Don't any of you men try to do that. Not even two. Okay. Is that all right? You sure? Okay. So, anyway, Krishna, you know. Of course, it's all very wonderful and glorious, actually. And if you understand it properly, then you see that there's nothing wrong with it at all, but actually it's just the most beautiful, most wonderful and glorious relationships and pastimes. And what to speak of nothing being wrong with it, but it's all completely right. Even though from the material point of view, for so many people it may be a little confusing. But Lord Ram, he is Maryada Purushottama, he follows the rules and regulations. So, among other things, Eka Patni Vrata, the vow to only accept one wife. Because in those days, it was not uncommon that men, at least particularly the Kshatriyas, the warriors, the very powerful, powerful men, they would often accept more than one wife. It was very common. In fact, it was normal, really. And so Lord Ram, his father, Dasarath, he had three wives. Who can tell us what were the names of those three wives of Maharaj Dasarath? Let's see if you are Ram Bhaktas. Who? One?
Kaushalya.
Two? Lada? Sumitra. Three? Kaikeyi. She's the one who got a little off track. So that was Dasarath, the father of Lord Ram. He had three wives. And even in so many cases, three wives was less than average. Anyway, let's go. So, but Lord Ram, he took that Eka Patni Vrata, that vow to only accept one wife, and he did. And, well, you know, we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but when Sita was kidnapped by Ravan, you know, it's a long story actually, but Ravan actually kidnapped the Maya Sita. Did you know that? Not the real Sita. No, no, no. The Maya Sita. And Lord Ram rescued the Maya Sita. And then told Lakshman, build a fire. Sita's going to walk through it to show, to prove that she's still pure. Although she'd been in the house of Ravan, in the house of another man, you could say, for about a month. So, This was done then, and Lakshman built the fire, and Sita walked through it. And the real Sita came out at the end. The real Sita emerged. She had gone to the place of Agni, the demigod of fire, in the meantime. And the Maya Sita went back to Agni through the fire. But you know that Maya Sita, you know, it's a long story. In Krishna consciousness, we have many long stories. And they're usually very nice stories. But the Maya Sita, she's a person. She's not just like a hallucination or some unreal entity. She is a person, but she's the Maya Sita. She, having had the association of Lord Ram, she wanted to become his wife. But he already had Sita, and he had taken the Eka Patni Vrata, the vow for to have only one wife, so he couldn't accept her. So like I said, it's a long story, and it's a very interesting story. It's quite amazing. She actually appeared on earth, the Maya Sita, and became the wife of Balaji in Tirupati. Yeah. She is, what's her name there?
Padmavati.
She is the Maya Sita. She is the Maya Sita. But she's a person. She's a great personality, actually. Not just some sort of, you know, insignificant person. And she became the wife of Balaji, the deity. That's another story. Another long story. Another really long story. So anyway, Lord Ram is Maryada Purushottama, the supreme person. Purushottama is Purusha Uttama. Uttama means supreme in this context. Supreme person. And he always followed the rules and regulations. So Lord Ram had a saying, one wife. If there's ever any sort of discussion, debate, what to do, one word. One wife. One word. And if there's an enemy, one arrow. That's all. Just one. No messing around. No double talk. But yes, you know, I'll think about it. And, you know, I thought about it, I changed my mind. Just one word. And if there's an enemy, some nonsense person is trying to interfere, no messing around, just one arrow. Good night. Bang. So one wife, one word, one arrow. This is Lord Ram. And Lord Ram, he was so, you know, like Krishna, he has these colorful pastimes. Lord Chaitanya shows his love for Krishna in the most incredible ways. In Rath Yatra, when he would hear from Ramananda Roy Swarup Damodar Goswami, and he would show the symptoms of love, of Krishna prema, as never seen before. And Lord Ram, sticking to right as opposed to wrong, sticking to it, at any cost, it doesn't matter. So as you know, even in the end, Lord Ram, he went out disguised, incognito, to just sort of tune in and hear what the people had to say about him. And he heard one low-class dopey wala, laundryman, whose wife had run off with another man, or not, well, run off here. She had spent the night in another man's house and then came back the next day to the dopey wala's house, like, you know, yeah, well, I'm back. It's okay. Here I am. So this dopey wala, laundry man, was telling his friends, my wife stayed overnight in the house of another man, then she came back and she just assumed she could walk back into the house, but I kicked her out. I just booted her out. I'm not like that Ram whose wife spent a month in another man's house and he took her back. I have principles. So Lord Ram heard that and then he decided, okay, this man's got a point. And he sent Sita away because he's Maradiyata Purushottama. The rules rule. Yeah. That's, you know, it's very interesting. The different places where it comes out, how he stuck to his principles. When his father banished him, then his father, Dasarath, told him, you know, Dasarath, of course, was heartbroken, and he died just a matter of days later of a broken heart. And Dasarath was saying, I'm so sorry I had to ask you to go into the forest for 14 years. And Ram said, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? You order me? I'm happy to go. I'm so happy to go if it's your order. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for ordering me. You see, not like, forest, 14 years, banishing me. Come on, let's talk about it. Yeah, we can make some arrangement. I'll speak to Bharat. We'll work something out. I'll speak to Kaikei. You know, when it happened, and Bharat and Shatrughna found out that it had happened, Shatrughna grabbed Mantara. You know who Mantara is, right? That sort of hunchbacked, deformed, and she had like a really, deformed mind too. Real envious, nasty person who twisted the mind, bewildered Kaikeyi. Shatrughna found this woman, hunchback. She thought she'd done a good thing. She was now dressed up in like a wedding sari with valuable jewels on. Shatrughna grabbed her and smashed her into the floor. Just picked her up and just threw her on the floor and dragged her around and threw her against the walls. He was in the process of killing her. And all the jewelry was just going flying. And then Bharat came, who's the son of Kaikeyi, who's now meant to become the king. And Bharat stopped Shatrughna and said, you know, I don't think it's a good idea. let's not kill her. He said, you know, I was going to kill my mother. I was going to kill my mother because of what she's done. But then I thought, no, better not do that. If I do that, Ram will not speak to me. So I went to it. So also you, stop beating up Mantra, because Ram will not speak to us. So Ram, not only did he accept that, all right, you know, if that's your order, I'll go to the forest, but he embraced it, completely embraced it, like, that's wonderful. This is the order of my father. That's the most wonderful thing. This is Maryada Purushottama. Someone who accepts the rules and regulations and embraces them completely as his life and soul. And then Sita came along and she found out, she knew that Ram has been banished to the forest, and Sita came along and said, oh, okay, when are we leaving? And Ram said, I am leaving tomorrow morning. And Sita said, oh, where shall we go? And Ram said, we are not going. You're staying here. And Sita said, no, no. I'm coming with you. And Ram said, it is my order. You are staying. And Sita said, you know, I don't really care if it's your order. I have to go with you because I'm your wife. I cannot not go with you. It's impossible. And, you know, it's a very interesting dialogue between the two of them. And Sita says, what sin have I committed? What crime have I committed that I cannot go with you? That I cannot be with my husband? What have I done wrong? And she explains emphatically that it is my duty to be with you. Not only is it my duty, it's just my life. Because I'm part of you and you're part of me. And I have to go with you, and I'm going. And actually it's very beautiful how Sita explains how she's coming, how she has to come, and what she's going to do. Yeah. I have never looked at another man. I have never thought of another man, even in a dream, ever. I have no existence separate from you. So off she went with Ram, and somehow Lakshman went along too. Although Lakshman was also married. They'd all been married at the same time. What's the name of Lakshman's wife? What is the name of Lakshman's wife? All you Ram Leela experts. What is the name? Urmila. Urmila is the wife of Lakshman. But she stayed back. Somehow or other she didn't go. And let me just close by saying, they walk down, following the Ganges basically. They walk down, and not so many people know, but some people do know. They walk down to Mayapur, to Navadvip. And they stayed there for some time before they went back and stayed at Chitrakoot. They stayed in Modadrumdweep, which is one of the nine islands of Navadvip. And one day, Mother Sita saw that Ram was sitting there under that Modadrum, means very big, beautiful tree. The island which has this massive, amazing tree, banyan tree. Lord Ram was sitting under the tree with a big smile, so happy, just relishing the thought of something. And Sita said, "My Lord, what wonderful thing are you thinking about? You seem so joyful." And Ram told Sita, "I'm thinking that you and I, we will appear here in the future in Kali Yuga. We will appear here again together. We'll be together again in this wonderful place. And here we will give everyone love for ourselves." And Sita was so happy, "Really? We'll be together again, that's wonderful. And we'll give everyone love for ourselves." Oh, she was just ecstatic. And Ram said, "Then I will give you the most wonderful thing. The most, most wonderful thing. I will give you Vipralamba Bhava, the ecstasy of love in separation from me." And Sita said, "What? Separation? You can't do that." And Lord Ram said, "No, no, no. It is millions of times better than the experience of being together. Millions of times. The ecstasy of love and separation." And Lord Ram said, "When we appear here together in Kali Yuga, when I'm 24 and you are 16, I will take sannyas and leave you. And you will experience that ecstasy of love and separation. It will be my great gift to you." And Sita said, "No, that's terrible. That's cruel. How could you do that?" And Lord Ram said, "You know, I wanted to give it to you now by going, being banished to the forest, but you insisted on coming and I couldn't give it to you. So that time I will take sannyas and then you cannot come with me, because we cannot be Mr. and Mrs. Swami." "And then you'll experience, it is just the most wonderful thing, like you've never experienced before." So anyway, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. So yes, Sita and Ram, they went into exile. And Lakshman came too. And we'll continue tomorrow. Is that okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama. Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki
jai.
Shri Ram Navami Mahotsav ki
jai.
Go Premanande. Hare Krishna. So now, what's now? Tomorrow program planning. We'll do
chanting.
Some kirtan.
Sweets.
And then some sweets. Okay. You know we're fasting tomorrow. So you better get a sweet or two. Tomorrow at Nityananda Prabhu's place. Yeah, is it?
Yes.
Yes. The chanting. We will be chanting from 5:30. Is that okay? From 5:30. And you know it's Ram Navami, so you all have permission to take the day off work. You can all report in sick. Sick of work. But we'll chant from 5:30, you know, 5:30 to 7:30 or 8. So, you know, you can come in any time. You don't have to be there at 5:30. You can come at 6, 6:30, 7. Leave that up to you, but we'll be chanting from 5:30 in the Nityananda Prabhu's, the Nityananda Brahma Prabhu's flat house there. Okay. And, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, let us have a little kirtan, everyone can see.